Lots of you listeners at home, as well as our guests, always ask us how we run the show when we've got a guest joining us remotely from elsewhere in the world. And our secret is a really handy piece of software called Riverside FM, who are kindly sponsoring today's episode of Social Minds. We rely on Riverside FM to make sure that even if we're talking to Oatly in Copenhagen or Netflix in LA, the audio-visual quality is as high as if they were sat opposite me in our Manchester or London studios. As well as that, Riverside has a bunch of AI integrations that let us keep promo at a really high level with auto transcripts, subtitles, and its Magic AI Clips tool. It's adding new features all the time. Some of its latest updates include customizable silence removal, which lets you choose your video's pace from upbeat to conversational, and the option to add text on your videos. So its tech capabilities for podcasting are fantastic. And if you're interested in starting a podcast, I would absolutely recommend it. But even if you don't have a podcast, Riverside FM does lots more than that. And it can support you in producing everything from virtual events to webinars and panel discussions, all in 4K video paired with studio quality audio. So whether you're a marketer, a podcaster, or a creator, have a look into it and see what Riverside FM can do for you. Click the link in today's show notes to get an exclusive 15% discount on any of Riverside's available plans using our discount code SOCIALMINDS. And let us know how you get on with it. Now, on to today's episode. It's March 18th and time for Social and Six.
We'll be telling you about the six most important updates today. So that includes a TikTok Photos app, LinkedIn's new algorithm, and updates to Meta's ad offering.
You might have noticed by now, but for these episodes, I'm being joined by one of our social chain superstars to help me break the news and apply them to your strategy. Today, that person is our senior strategist, Gareth.
And if you enjoy this episode, please let us know with a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Now, without further ado, let's get started.
First up today, say goodbye to seeing likes, reposts, and replies in X. Elon Musk loves that clean aesthetic, and it's for that reason alone he says he'll be hiding engagement metrics from view on the timeline, but you'll still be able to see how many likes and retweets something has if you click into the post to expand it. The view count and time posted will also still stay visible. They're also working to implement new action controls, including swipe right to reply, swipe left to like, and tap and hold for all other actions. Reports are saying this could impact X's engagement metrics, because around the 2020 US election, TikTok removed the option to retweet in favor of quote retweets. Now, Twitter later said that it also caused a 20% reduction in tweet sharing overall, though it is worth noting that that was an actual removal of an action, not just a hiding of it. For a closer comparison, I'd look at Instagram's option to hide likes, and some studies of influencer accounts whose likes are hidden suggest that engagement is affected, with up to a 29% drop in some countries.
Yeah, look, I think Elon Musk's latest move to strip X or Twitter of these traditional engagement signals could actually prove to be a bit of a game changer for the platform. See, he's pushing the spotlight onto total view counts, and in that way, challenging brands, users, and creators to deep dive beyond just a scroll, because now interaction is less about public validation and more about genuine interest and curiosity. And in theory, that should mean more time spent on the platform. So for brands, it's really, really quite simple. Engage or fade away. Because with this update, Musk is twisting the arm of brands and creators to act more authentically and urging them and us to act more creatively with stories that demand direct interaction. So it's a wake-up call for brands to innovate or get left behind. And simply put, engage genuinely, measure smartly, and let quality drive the content's reach. Now, over to TikTok as it's continuing its shopping push with an update that automatically tags products.
That's right. We saw reports of this feature first start to come through in January when it was still in early testing stages. But now more TikTok users are spotting the tool in the video upload page of the platform. It's called Identify Similar Products. And when toggled on, it automatically identifies the products in your videos using AI. And then it highlights potential matches that viewers can buy in TikTok Shop via the Shop tab. Until now, only approved influencers and brands could access this feature and then tag brands and products. But now this option will be available for anyone and everyone to toggle on, essentially giving every average user the potential to be an ambassador or an affiliate marketer for your brand.
Yeah, look, I think this new feature is great. Watch a video, see a product, buy it right there. It's literally shopping made fun, where you can blend videos with instant buy options. And that makes every piece of TikTok creative a storefront and potentially bridges the gap between discovery and purchase. But there's a twist. Whilst it's true TikTok sales are climbing, Western shoppers have proven to be a little bit wary of in-stream buying, unlike Eastern counterparts. So it will be interesting to see how this update encourages more social commerce, as I think what you spoke about regarding those social affiliates and social affiliate marketing is an especially interesting space for brands and creators to play in. The key thing for us to remember as this update rolls out is to merge commerce with content so smoothly that viewers can't help but shop and make buying a pleasure, not a push.
Next up, Meta's updating its Advantage Plus and shopping ads. There is a fair few updates to Meta's ads offering here, but the key updates seem to be focused on Reels. Now, if you don't already know, Advantage Plus is Meta's pretty recent advertising tool. It's an algorithm-first ad model similar to Google's Performance Max, with campaigns designed both for shopping and for apps. Now Meta's making additions to build out this offering, starting with Creative Optimizations, which automatically creates multiple versions of your shopping ads and optimizes them for 9:16 and specifically for Reels, letting Meta's AI display different variations according to what audiences best respond to. Its catalog ads are also getting an update, with support for branded videos and a new hero image. Plus, Meta's integrating its shops ads and its branded content ads, which are now called partnership ads, to enable direct purchasing from collaborative campaigns. Yet more new features include external links and Reels support for Meta's reminder ads, a global rollout on product tagging in ads, and more analytics for collaborative ads.
Yeah, I think Meta's revamp is all about making ads personal and dynamic, especially with video. So think automatic tuning for Reels and for Facebook, making every ad fit perfectly on your screen. Quite simply, better fit, more native, more clicks. And there's more. Catalog ads now welcome videos and hero images. Imagine showcasing your product in action, right in the feed, and making every scroll a potential shopping spree. It's all about turning browsing into buying and make every ad a mini storefront. In short, Meta's making ads not just to be seen, but to be felt, turning passive glances into engaged actions. It's not just about advertising, it's connecting one personalized ad at a time. So back to TikTok, because it looks like they might be working on a direct Instagram competitor app.
That's right. Tech publisher The SP Android spotted a very controversial line of code recently, which suggests TikTok users will soon be prompted to automatically cross-post both new and historical photo mode posts to a new app called TikTok Photos. The prompt says TikTok Photos is launching, quote, soon, and will automatically sync any public photo post that you have on TikTok to a seemingly connected profile on this new app if you opt in. Now, after an age of Instagram copying TikTok's homework for Reels, I'm kind of loving that TikTok's going right to the heart of Instagram's USP with this new photo-based app. Where I'm struggling is with the why. Why would people use a photos-only version of TikTok as well as the original when Instagram is so well established in that space? It's even more interesting when you think that TikTok's parent company, maybe not for much longer, but ByteDance already owns Lemonade, an image-based app that looks very similar to Instagram meets Pinterest with a commerce feature mixed in.
Yeah, I'm completely with you, Eve. I think it's quite interesting that TikTok is eyeing Instagram's traditional turf with TikTok Photos and diving into that photo sharing pool. And look, I think it's a bold move, aiming to mix stills and snapshots with TikTok's knack for viral hits. It's essentially TikTok doing TikTok, but with photos. And to answer the why, maybe they're looking to capture a part of that market that still has a massive appreciation for photography and art. Quite anecdotally, I really enjoy being served images from photographers and artists on Instagram. I don't necessarily get that same experience with TikTok in its current form. And there's also that broader trend of platforms integrating e-commerce features, as demonstrated by the success of Little Red Book over in China. But yeah, I bet there are some listeners who are thinking, great, another social channel to manage. And I think this is where our proposition of people over platforms and the way in which we develop our strategies gives our clients the competitive advantage, because it allows them to activate immediately or wait for that grace period that some brands seem to like without being at the mercy of a new platform or an algorithm change on existing platforms.
Now over to Instagram, whose creator marketplace is coming to more brands and more regions. It feels like we've been waiting an age on this side of the pond, but Meta has finally expanded access to Instagram's Creator Marketplace tool to the UK, as well as to Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Japan, India, and Brazil. I'm sure you know already, but just in case you don't, Creator Marketplace exists to assist brands and marketers in finding the ideal talent to collaborate with on your content and your campaigns.
It can filter talent based on gender, age, region, industry, follower size, interests, etc. And it's not as sophisticated as a human talent team, but it is helpful for those with smaller teams and budgets for sure. Meta also says it's rolling out a new recommendations tool which uses AI to spotlight creators considered the best fit for you, according to their engagement rates, whether they've mentioned your brand in the past or have a strong track record with similar businesses.
Yeah, so with this update and the access it allows to other markets, I think it could be a tool that has the potential to connect the dots on a global map and turn local voices into worldwide conversations. But for the majority of, if not all brands, authenticity is always key. And it would be interesting to see how they develop this tool, because in a similar way to many of the AI tools out there, it's lacking that human touch that you mentioned. It's the lateral leaps and the ability to dive a little deeper that's lacking. So as an example, we've been working with a global client recently where the demographics and the interest sex just scratch the surface of how we analyze the most effective creator or influencer. And we look at things like personality traits and how they'd work through the funnel before giving them an effectiveness score. I don't think this tool is quite there yet. And finally, we've noticed that LinkedIn is tweaking its algorithm as well as adding an interesting new ad format.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how this one looks when it's finished. LinkedIn's algorithm update basically prioritizes relevancy over virality. So knowing that mostly the posts that surface to the top of the newsfeed are really similar takes on the same newsworthy or viral topic, what LinkedIn wants to do instead is, I think, similar to TikTok's algorithm. What LinkedIn wants to do instead is, I think, similar to TikTok's algorithm, which is very much interest-based and can actually surface posts months or even years old when it identifies that the subject matter has become of interest to a particular viewer. As well as this, LinkedIn has disbanded Creator Mode, instead opting to give every user access to the features previously given only to those who had that mode enabled, doubling down on its mindset that anyone can be a thought leader. Speaking of, its new ad type is called Thought Leadership Ads and lets company pages promote and push posts from any individual to their network and their wider target audience. So for example, an insightful post from one of their employees, a glowing client testimonial, or a post from a prospective client highlighting the very problem their business can solve.
Yeah, LinkedIn is completely flipping the script here, isn't it? It's out with the clickbait and in with the substance. And it's a massive call to dig a little deeper and share a little smarter and create content that truly connects. And they're betting big on content that stands the test of time, helping the thought leaders who can turn today's insights into tomorrow's lessons. So imagine publishing a post that keeps on giving day after day or month after month and becoming a go-to resource in your field by contributing to that massive knowledge ecosystem.
As always, lots of exciting updates this week. I think every single story has that direct impact for brands. And I know there'll be something here that's relevant to everyone. But one story that I want to go over first is the TikTok automatically tagging products. Because when we were speaking about this the other day, we were sort of debating the impact and the advantage for brands is clear. It would be amazing to have people sort of naturally sending customers to buy your products without having to pay them that affiliate fee or, you know, draw up any sort of contract with them. But what then is the incentive for people to toggle this feature on? I guess I have some suspicions that some people will like how it kind of can paint them as the influencer and give them that first step in the door if that's the kind of career on social that they want to pursue. But for the everyday user who's just, you know, watching content instead of creating it, I can't really see how this kind of feature would appeal to them if they're not being financially compensated, right?
I really, really agree with you on the affiliate fee. It doesn't really, or it doesn't necessarily provide people with an incentive without it. But I would say that that this update does highlight the importance of community, of advocacy, of brand love, of brand intimacy, all of those things that brands are looking for, because now anybody could be an ambassador and a salesperson for your brand. I just want to talk about a couple of things, because we've seen this trend of de-influencing in the past, and we've spoke about AI not having that human touch and whether it might be able to track the sentiment on a post.
Yeah, definitely. It could present a problem because if these kind of tools work automatically, I mean, there isn't any detail in the report. It might well be, as it is often the case, the tool gets rolled out, this kind of problem arises, and then they go and build on it and fix it. But hypothetically, if I'm someone on TikTok who has this feature toggled on, you're already trying to automatically flag products that I'm talking about, wearing, or mentioning. How can you tell if I'm saying, don't buy this, it's not worth the hype? I don't know if they'll be able to, but it would still then tag the product and get people sending to buy it, which might, I don't know, annoy the creator, if not present a bit of a problem for the brand. But yeah, totally agree with your point on doubling down on that brand love and knowing that, yeah, any customer or any average creator can, yeah, send people to buy products for you, even if you're not paying them, which I think is a bit ropey.
Yeah, so on creators, I actually think there's an interesting way in which brands can play into that, because if you think about this tool now where it's going out to the masses and anybody can sell a product for you, it could provide some interesting insight into how we can provide more creative effectiveness. So looking at different ways in which the product placement is on all of the different creator or people's channels and using those insights and those bits of creative to weave into brand's content.
While we're on the topic of creators as well, I really want to touch briefly on the creator marketplace update, because, you know, on the surface, it's just this tool has existed for a while already, but now it's in all these other countries. But I really like the point that you made on the value of these demographics that they can filter and find these creators through, because I think, well, speaking for Social Chain, certainly, we've kind of evolved in our approach to collaboration and working with and finding talent from beyond just demographics to what I'd call more psychographics. So with that said, unnamed global brand that we were talking about, we developed an approach where we were looking into, well, firstly, defining what the personality traits of the brand were and what that brand voice was. And then from there, we were able to sort of match up what we thought the right personality traits in potential influencers would be. And I'm talking, you know, really, really specific personality traits and things that we'd actively comb through and watch their content and then look for. So, you know, that's not something a machine is capable of doing, at least not yet, that I think really makes the difference between just another influencer collaboration and something that feels very suited to and, you know, aligns with your brand.
Yeah, I think you're completely right. The more aligned creators or influencers are to brands can only add value to people's feeds, to our feeds, with that entertainment and enjoyment factor. And with that, it'll just prove more effective in terms of business results.
Now, do I have an exclusive for you? If you remember last year, we did our very first Social Minds live event in Manchester, and we were joined by some familiar voices from Ryanair, Innocent Drinks, and Monzo, among many more. Well, the good news is it's back again in 2024, and this time we're taking to the stage in London in just a couple of weeks' time. Sorry, Mum, I never did make it to the West End, but this is close enough. Once again, we have some huge brands lined up for you. You'll hear from the likes of Oatly, American Express, Shark Ninja, as well as a panel discussion from the platforms we all live and die by, including Pinterest, TikTok, Meta, and LinkedIn. If you want to register or just get more information, you can head over to socialchain.com/events or use the link in today's show notes. And I hope to see you there.